Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. And with me, I have Caitlin Laster. She's a high school student looking forward to college, blogging, going to camps, going to all sorts of camps, guide dogs, tech trek, all sorts of stuff. How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You just got back from a tech trek.
Yes. That camp was held in Girard, Kansas, and it introduced us to a lot of new assistive technology, and we got to go do some, I call it confidence building work on the ropes course and zip line and all kinds of things like that.
Zip lining.
Yes.
Wow. How long?
Zip lining at night.
No. Well, you get to listen to crickets while you do it, right?
Yeah. It didn't really matter to me that it was dark, but it was still fun.
Oh, I bet. What was it like? Was that the first time you ziplined?
It was the second time. I did it last year, but it was a smaller zipline last year, and this one was 40 feet longer than the one I had done previously. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's tech treks all across the United States. I looked it up when I heard you went there, and it deals with the STEM program.
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math, and it's going on actually in a lot of classrooms, but in this particular camp, we had one ultimate challenge and then several smaller challenges that kind of related to the main topic, and we were split into groups of three. And for the main challenge, we had to design a prototype for an invention that would make something done at a regular-sided summer camp easier for the visually impaired to participate in independently. And I believe we had 2 days to build our prototype, and then we had to present it to a group of judges.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a week-long, five-day-long camp?
Yes, we got there at noon on Monday and left at noon on Friday.
And you loved it.
I did love it, and I plan on going back next year if at all possible.
So you're in high school. What is it like in high school, your state services, your teachers? What's that like?
I have a TVI, which is Teacher of the Visually Impaired, who comes out usually twice a week. And I am also associated with Division of Services for the Blind, which is, they call them transition counselors. They come in and kind of do a little assessment on what skills you have and what skills you need to work on and get you the independence training that you need to transition from high school to college and then eventually to a career.
Mm. So you're using, what kind of notebook or computer do you use during school?
I just got a Braille since U2 at the end of last year that I'm using as a Braille note taker, and I also use a netbook with JAWS on it for my online classes.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. You said twice a week you see the teacher. And what type of stuff do you go over with the teacher?
Usually, she is actually training me to do a lot of things by myself now. Like, she will have me scan in my own worksheets and get them in the accessible format. She's there to adapt tactile graphics and things like that. And then when there's nothing that needs adapting, we work on new tech skills or life skills or anything like that, daily living skills.
Oh, cool. So does she do O&M?
She does not. I have a separate person who comes in and does O&M usually about twice a month.
They got you covered there.
Yeah.
What age did you start using JAWS?
I believe I got my first laptop when I was in first grade and have been using JAWS ever since. And I've recently started, I just got a MacBook for my own personal use, and I'm trying to learn that. I've had it for about 4 months now.
Oh yeah, there's a little learning curve there.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have both of them in your back pocket in the future because the workplace is predominantly PC material.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Apple is the rest of the world.
Exactly.
So after high school, are you headed towards college?
Yes, I am definitely headed towards college, and I'm looking at double majoring in English and psychology because I really want to be an author, and I did abnormal psychology class last year and really loved it, so I want to get into that field some. And I have also looked into doing some assistive tech training and things like that because I've known it my whole life, and I've been working with that for a really long time.
It'd be a nice fallback.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to your counselor with state services about college?
Yes, I do. And my counselor is looking into sending me to Alpha Point sometime in the near future, and that's to work on orientation and mobility skills and different independent living skills. They do an assessment to see where I'm strong and where I'm lacking, and then work to train me in what I'm lacking.
So they evaluate and then go from there?
Yes.
Have you looked at colleges yet?
I have looked at several different colleges, and I've looked at... The main thing that concerns me is like public transit around there, and also the disability services office. So I've been kind of comparing and looking into what some have and what some don't have, and getting opinions from different people who have gone there.
You're doing the homework.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, disability services offices, they're good that they're there as a resource, right?
Yes.
But you can't take them with you when you leave, right?
No. My main goal is to be as completely independent as I possibly can. And I want to make sure that those services are there if I need help scanning something in or getting something brailled or things like that. But right now, I'm also working really hard on being able to do as much of that as I can possibly do completely on my own.
Well, that's a good attitude. That'll pay off in the long run, won't it?
I hope so.
Do you use the KNFB reader in the iPhone?
I do not have that yet, but I really want to have it sometime soon. What I'm using... I actually have two apps that I use right now. I'm using TapTapC for a lot of things, and then I have Text Detective that I really like as well.
Mm-hmm. One way of borrowing some eyes that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now there's a Bespecular just came
yes.
out.
I have actually downloaded that yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to really look at it yet.
Yep, that's a good one too. Just like TapTapC in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used NVDA?
I have used it a little bit. I have it on my Windows laptop because I was playing with that to see how it compared to JAWS. And there are definitely some things that are better about it and some things that I don't like as well.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone one time that was into computer forensics, and she told me, you gotta have all of these tools because you never know what you gotta pull out to, you know, tackle the job at hand.
Yes. I've had things, NVDA will work with some programs that JAWS will completely freeze when you open them with.
And you'll find out when you go to government sites, like my Safari on the Mac does not work great with government sites, especially if there's a form to fill out or taxes. You got to switch over to JAWS for some of that. And then if you're in there, then it's nice to be able to switch to NVDA if you have it.
Yes, definitely.
So other people coming up, like your peers and stuff, you've probably met other blind people. What would you suggest to them about preparedness for college?
I would just say do as much as you can on your own. You've got these services there now, but you're not going to have them in the future. And you can do anything that they're doing on your own just about. So make sure you know how to advocate for yourself, for one. If you need help, know how to get it. And then also know how to do it on your own and what process you're going to take for any given scenario. So know how to scan in your worksheets and get the graphics embossed and anything that you might run across in a school setting.
Great. What are your favorite apps on your iPhone that you use mostly? You know, productivity type of ones.
I use Voice Dream Reader probably on a daily basis. And Dropbox is probably the most used app on there because it will sync with anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I also use Pages quite a lot more than I originally expected to. And then sometimes Voice Dream Writer is good. And I use Embrel a lot as well, and that basically puts a touchscreen keyboard on your phone, and I don't really use it for emails or texting, but it's great because you can type in something to search and then new line and hit, it's a 256 so period Google, and swipe down again, and it automatically Googles it for you, and I don't have to buy it with Safari.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, as a hobby, you like to write.
Yes, I love writing.
And you're interested in blogging?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a blog, right? Or two.
Or two. I actually moderate two right now. One's about my writing stuff, and then one, a group of friends and I are trying to start blogging about some visually impaired things, and that one hasn't really gotten off the ground, but it is out there.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And you're also interested in HTML.
Yes, I am learning to code with HTML because I decided to start blogging and doing some book reviews and kind of writing about my own writing journey. And I got onto WordPress and set up my website and realized that I really didn't know what I was doing. So that led me to learning the very basics of HTML code. And now I know just enough to figure out what to Google to find out how to enter something in. But I definitely want to further that knowledge in the future and learn some more about programming and things like that.
Well, it seems like you got a good habit of when you're interested in something that you do search it out, Google it, find out, hunt it down, find someone, stalk them, and ask questions. That's great. That's part of the battle of, you know, transitioning from high school to college to the workplace. It's trying to find the resources. As you're headed towards college, what are some of your resources that you use right now?
Mostly, if I have a question, I will Google it, and then if I can't find it on Google, then I turn to a friend who maybe has experienced a problem. Basically, I just research anything that I need help with into the ground before I actually do something.
Do you get your books on Bard, NLS, or where do you get your books for school?
I am a member of Bard, and I'm a member of Bookshare.org, and that's where I get the majority of them. Now, I have ran into the problem of some not being on there, and we've requested them, and it's taken forever, and then I have scanned the book in, and it wasn't a great copy of it, but it was enough to get me by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scanning books in, the whole entire book is fun.
Yeah.
No, not really. So, is there anything else that you would like to tell the listeners about, you know, your daily life or, you know, living with blindness, anything?
The only thing that I can say is believe in yourself and believe that you can do anything that you want to do. Like I said, my main goal is to be able to do anything that I want to do as independently as possible. And I think that's a great outlook for anybody to have, because if you believe that you can do it, then you will eventually do it.
Well, that's great. How can people contact you, and what blog would you like them to go visit?
I am on Twitter at WriterGirl1999. It's WriterGirl1999. My writing blog is inkwitchblog.wordpress.com, inkwitchblog.wordpress.com. That one's about to undergo some major changes. I'm about to switch it over and write under a pen name, so if you go there and there's this big under construction sign, that's why, but that's my primary blog.
Fair warning, right?
Yes, fair warning. It may be a huge mess, probably especially to screen readers in the near future, but it will be fixed and it will look pretty again.
There you go. Well, Caitlin Laster, thank you very much for coming on Blind Abilities. Our listeners, I'm sure they'll enjoy listening to your goals, your stuff you've been doing and the stuff you're about to do. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on. I was super excited to be able to do this.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be on again as you keep on marching forward and just succeeding in your goals.
I certainly hope so.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was great to talk to Caitlin and hear about all the things that she is doing to enhance her opportunities for college and the workplace. Working with her state services, she has leveled the playing field and has opportunities to gain more skills and confidence by some of the programs that they offer or they can suggest. Make sure you talk to your state services and join the network to ensure that you're getting the best opportunities available. Thanks for listening.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap between
the limited expectations
and the realities
of blind abilities.
The realities of blind abilities.
Of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.